Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you have been following the drama coming out of the Aurora area when it comes to one city council member who made some less than flattering remarks on a radio show only to be retaliated against by a police chief's now ex-girlfriend. Oh boy, it's been a soap opera, but now we are one step closer to some kind of conclusion. And joining me now, that Aurora City Council member, Daniel Jarensky, who was the victim of a false accusation by this person. Daniel, if somebody had said to you, hey, let me tell you what's going to happen next year, 3 years ago, would you have been, I mean, could you even have believed what has happened over the last few years with this situation?
Mandy, not at all.
It's crazy. I mean, I keep waiting for Lifetime to call and make a movie about it, you know, because it is that nuts. And it all came from a radio interview you did on my friend Stefan's show. And you were very critical of the police chief at the time. And for the record, I think you were right. Okay. So I definitely agreed with that sentiment. And her romantic partner at the time, a woman named Robin Aceta, worked for, what is the agency called in Aurora? It's not Child Protective Services. What is the agency called?
It's Department of Human Services, okay. So Arapahoe County DHS.
Okay, so she called in from her own cell phone a false accusation, a horrible child, child abuse accusation, and you had to spend 2 weeks being grilled and kind of ridden over the coals. And I want to ask you this question because I kind of asked you this last time and we kind of got sidetracked and I wanted to ask the question. You told me in the last interview when we talked about this, Danielle, that the accusations that were made were horrific and absolutely horrible. And yet, instead of showing up at your house one day, they called you to let you know that you'd been accused of these things. Have you been able to find out if that's standard procedure or if that was special just for you that they just picked up the phone?
Well, so I've heard it go both ways, Mandy, but also remember, too, that Robin made this allegation and made this call. She did a lot of Google searches on me. So she didn't have the correct address for me. She didn't have the correct address for my son. I have heard from a lot of other DHS victims that have come forward since my situation. I've heard it both. I've heard that they first received a phone call. I've also heard that DHS showed up unexpectedly, unannounced. But for my situation, Mandy, I'll know more as we inch closer to the criminal case because discovery will come out. But remember, she had the wrong address for me.
Well, and let's talk about where we are now because you were just awarded a large judgment, a really large judgment of $3 million against Robin Aceta. Do you have any expectation of actually collecting any of that?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And honestly, I hope that I see little, if any, Mandy, and I hope that it's because she is sitting in a prison cell and there are no wages for me to garnish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But there's another lawsuit going on. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so there's still the civil suit against the county, and you know we're inching closer to being in court on that. So that's the other civil suit still pending, and then of course the criminal trial is coming up.
Well, the criminal trial it she's the worst criminal ever, Danielle. She made the accusation from her own cell phone. I mean, does she not know that they can? It just is comically bad. What a bad criminal she is. So I see there's no way of her getting out of this. Just based on what's been reported in the media, it seems to me impossible for her to get out of the criminal part of it. But let's talk about that, the other lawsuit, because it's not just you. How many other families have come forward and said, this happened to us with the Department of Health and Services, or it happened to us with Robin Aceta while she worked there?
specifically with Robin, there's about 10 others that have come forward. And then with Arapahoe County DHS as a whole, probably we're right around 50. And that's wow. just Arapahoe County. Mandy, you got to understand, I have gotten calls from just about every county in the state. I have gotten calls, you know, Fox News National has picked this story up every single time there's been reporting on it. So I've gotten calls from all over the country. And all it takes is one employee, like Robin Nassetta, in every single DHS or CPS organization nationally. Mandy, there's thousands and thousands of children missing from their parents, wrongfully, wrongfully.
Well, this is a really difficult thing, and I'm going to lay out why, and I'm sure that you can appreciate this. There are children being abused, right? We all know this. Absolutely. There are children that mm-hmm. fall through the cracks and end up dying mm-hmm. because they mm-hmm. are being abused. What do you think, if anything, if you, as a member of the Aurora City Council, have you begun to think about how we can reform this system to make sure that parents who do not need to be investigating are not subject to this mm-hmm. while we're making mm-hmm. sure that those kids who do need to be protected are being protected? This feels like a difficult but very, very, very critical and important needle that we have to thread.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But there are some very serious reforms that I think can happen and need to happen. And actually, I have some legislators bringing forward legislation this session, which I'm very excited about. One being no more anonymous reporting.
Right.
No more anonymous reporting. I mean, where we are at, there are so many mandatory reporters out there, you know, so many mandatory reporters out there that are around children. But this system is allowed to be weaponized, you know, because of this anonymous reporting. You know, you look at, you know, an estranged couple you
yep.
know, going through a divorce and a brutal custody battle, and one makes an allegation against the other, and they're allowed to do it anonymously.
Well, I have a friend who worked in CPS in Kentucky for a long time, and she said a solid 40% of her time was wasted on that exact yep. same situation where they were a couple, mm-hmm. they were estranged, somebody was trying to win a custody battle, and they would call Child Protective Services on their mm-hmm. ex-spouse mm-hmm. or their ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend. Yeah. She said a yeah. full 40% of her day was wasted on that crap. So I'm kind of with you, although... Would it make it less likely for a grandparent to report, you know, or somebody like
no.
that? I mean, do you have any data on that?
Here's when I say do away with anonymous reporting, I mean being able to call in and give a report without giving your information. Now, DHS, CPS organizations can still keep you anonymous, you know, to the other party, but you cannot be allowed, you know, in my situation, I mean, Robin called in. And she kept saying, do you guys store numbers? Is there any way to track numbers? Is there any way to find out who I am? I mean, all these red flags. Okay, first of all, if a child is being abused and you know a child is being abused,
you should be willing to put your name on the record.
Exactly.
As long as it's kept private from the person that you're accusing.
Exactly.
That's an easy way to solve that.
And the other thing is, too, Mandy, another big piece to this that I've found out, these gag orders. These people that have had their children actually taken from them, they're placed immediately under a gag order. So they're not allowed to talk about it.
So you have your kids removed and you're not allowed to talk about it?
Correct.
That's insane. What is the justification there?
I think just Big Brother. How dare you talk about what I'm doing, what the government's, I think it's literally just, I mean, Mandy, I have no solid answer for that.
But I literally just got an email as we're talking, Danielle, that says, it's from a guy named Scott. This happened to me during my divorce and child custody battle. Thousands of dollars later, I was cleared and got joint custody of my girls. How humiliating it was to have this spread through their school. So people are talking about it, but the people yes. who've been accused are not allowed to talk yes. about it.
Yeah, and Mandy, this is what happened to me. This went to my son's school. I had to go face my son's teacher and let her know that I had been placed under this investigation. I had to sign my rights away for DHS to go talk to my son's pediatrician, talk to his teacher, talk to the school director, right? And it's one of those situations, it's DHS presents you with, you need to sign this so we can go speak to these people with an unsaid or else. Well,
right.
Anybody in this situation, anybody who's gone through this will tell you the risk is too great a burden to bear, you know, for the or else. So you sign all your rights away. So I had to go to my son's school and I had to tell them what I had been accused. It's the most humiliating, dehumanizing process. And there has to be a better way to protect people from the thousands of dollars it costs to defend their reputations, to fight for their children, because you are guilty until proven innocent in this current system. And it is such a weaponized system. I can't even tell you. And Mandy, we can talk about the children that are actually being abused. And yes, they exist. And yes, we need to make them a priority and protect them with everything that we have. But there are other victims, like that man that just texted you. I guarantee you he wasn't allowed to see his children for a period of time until he was able to clear his name. Those children are victims also.
Danielle Jurinski is my guest from the Aurora City Council. Danielle, I have to take a quick break. Can you hang in here? I'd like to continue this conversation on the other side.
Sure.
Hold on a second. We'll be right back with Danielle Jurinski to finish this on KOA News Talk Sports. All right, we're back. We're going to get Danielle back on the phone here quickly, but I've got some great text messages, some of them really sad. Mandy spent six figures in a custody battle because of doctor shopping with false allegations that my son's mom and grandma did to get them to call CPS. The system is a disaster. Took a couple of years to clear my name and get full decision-making. That is quite common, apparently. And but I did get this as well, and I want to make this point because it's a good one. It's so sad because there are so many wonderful caseworkers out there who do a fantastic job. It's not an easy job by any means, and they really do get no kudos for what they do, but get looked at with the same scrutiny as the ones who are doing horrible things with their position. That's kind of why we're talking about this with Danielle Jurinski, because she is pushing back to make sure that the good caseworkers can continue doing their work, but the bad caseworkers are out. I mean, is that a fair assessment, Danielle?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me ask you this. Somebody else on the text line asked this. Mandy, I know Danielle is funding many of the other victims. Do you have a GoFundMe? This person would love to support you. Who is pulling all these people together? Like, what is the, is this one of those things where the attorneys are working on contingency, or who's footing the bill for this?
Well, that person would be correct. It's me footing the bill for this. I'm invested into this so far, tens and tens of thousands of dollars. I don't have a GoFundMe set up right now. We'll see where this goes. My hope, Mandy, is that, like I said, this $3 million, I'll be shocked if I see a penny of it, but my hope is that the message has been made very clear, from that judge in this situation. And my hope is that Arapahoe County, starts seeking to settle with me. And not continue to drag this out, not just for myself, but for all of the other families involved in the class action.
Well, and that would be the smart thing, because there's, do you believe, let me ask you a couple questions, and these are just questions about what we know or what we don't know, because I'm getting them on the text line. One of them is there any indication that former police chief Vanessa Wilson knew that this was going on by her then partner, Robin Nisita?
You know, there's no actual proof, but there's no way that she didn't know. I believe in my heart that she knew. But listen, I didn't need, this isn't like the grand aha moment for me. I went after Vanessa Wilson as soon as I swore into office. I knew she was not only a bad police chief, but a bad person. So I knew that going into this. So absolutely, in my heart, I believe Vanessa Wilson knew about all of this.
And the second question is, somebody else said, does this woman, Robin, actually have a job? She's awaiting trial, so I'm guessing no, because she was fired, right?
Yeah, she has no job. She has also been granted the ability to leave the state. She's living with her parents in New Mexico, and has no job and is awaiting trial. So, you know, there's nothing to garnish. There's nothing to go after. Like I say, and I hope on the other side of this, you know, on the other side of the trial, I hope she's in prison. So I, you know, I very seriously doubt I will see a penny from her. But like I said, I believe, and in the judge's own words, in what she wrote in that damages order, in the judge's own words, it sends a message.
Oh, 100%. I think that that verdict, if anyone in DHS is thinking of working outside the lines in any way, shape, or form, I certainly hope this puts them on notice that if they do things improperly, or they don't take their job seriously, or they show significant bias. I just got 4 emails from men who said that the DHS system has been weaponized against man really, really effectively. And that if you are a man who tries to deny child abuse, they basically laugh in your face. And that's something that, you know, the court systems have been stacked against men. And obviously you're a woman, so this is, doesn't apply to you. But when it comes to custody and things of that nature, the court systems have, I think, been stacked against men for a long time. I feel like it may be getting better. But have you been reached out to by any men specifically saying, look, I went through this when I was getting a divorce?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.